Netflix's cheer star Jerry Harris goes from acting, Democrat campaigning to prison life for child pornography. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 4, 2022. Former Netflix cheer star Jerry Harris has gone from helping getting politicians like President Joe Biden elected and filming TV shows, to obeying his new bedtime and waking up before 6 a.m. serving his 12-year federal prison sentence resulting from his child pornography case. Harris, who is about 1 month into his 12-year prison sentence, was recently transferred to a federal prison in Oklahoma City, where his daily life and routine is about to completely change, according to a report by TMZ. The Netflix star also has a new bedtime, 11:30 p.m. on weekdays, and 1 a.m. on weekends. But there is no sleeping in, as he will have to be dressed for the day and out of his cell by 6 a.m. And when it comes to clothing, there will be no more cheerleading outfits for Harris, who will have to be clad in his prison uniform from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the week. But outside of those hours, he has the choice of wearing clothing that he can buy through approved channels. Harris is also getting a new barber, one of his fellow inmates. Moreover, Harris is reportedly allowed to spend up to $360 a month at the commissary, where he has the choice of working and making well under 50 cents an hour, TMZ reports. It's unlikely Jerry will make many friends on the inside. Guys who plead guilty to child porn aren't exactly welcomed by other inmates, the outlet added. When it comes to staying active, cheerleading is not available, leaving Harris with having to choose from basketball, handball, walking, and lifting weights. The Netflix star also has the option of hobby craft programs, board and card games, group discussion, letter writing, and watching TV, but inmates do not get to choose what is on television. Harris is also reportedly allowed to see visitors on weekends and during federal holidays. In addition to his 12-year sentence, Harris will be required to register as a sex offender, as well as complete a treatment program. The cheer star and former Biden presidential campaign surrogate will also be required to participate in a mental health program, take any medication prescribed by the treatment provider, and go through a sex offender treatment program, which might include psychological and physiological testing. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.